Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Ake v. Oklahoma, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1985. The question before the court was, is the state required to provide an indigent defendant with free psychiatric assistance for preparing an insanity defense if there is an issue of the defendant's sanity at the time of the instant defense? Facts. Mr. Glenn Ake was charged with murdering a couple and wounding their two children. At his arraignment, he behaved bizarrely and a competency evaluation was ordered. He was found incompetent to stand trial and committed to the hospital. He was treated with chlorpromazine, an antipsychotic medication, and later found competent to stand trial. He was an indigent defendant. Mr. Ake's attorney asked for an examination of his sanity at the time of the offense, but the court denied it. At trial, Mr. Ake presented the insanity defense and called a psychiatrist who had treated him at the hospital. However, these doctors had not examined his sanity at the time of the offense, and therefore there was no expert testimony about his sanity at the time of the offense. Jury instructions indicated that Mr. Ake should be presumed sane unless there was enough evidence to raise reasonable doubt about his sanity at the time of the offense. He was convicted and sentenced to death. The Oklahoma Court of Appeals upheld the trial court's verdict, and the United States Supreme Court then granted cert. Holding. When a defendant has made a preliminary showing that his sanity at the time of the offense is likely to be a significant factor at trial, the Constitution requires that a state provide access to a psychiatrist's assistance on this issue if the defendant cannot otherwise afford one. In addition, due process requires access to a psychiatrist when psychiatric evidence is presented in a capital sentence hearing. Reasoning. The court discussed three factors: the private interest that will be affected by the state's actions, in other words, the defendant's interest in life or liberty that was at risk in criminal proceedings; two, the state's interest that will be affected if the safeguard is to be provided. Oklahoma argued that it would be too great a financial burden to provide psychiatrists, but the United States Supreme Court rejected that argument; and three, the probability value of the additional or substitute safeguards that are sought and the risk of erroneous deprivation of the affected interest if those safeguards are not provided. They based their decision on the 14th Amendment Due Process Clause and stated, quote, "When a state brings its judicial power to bear on an indigent defendant in a criminal proceeding, it must take steps to assure that the defendant has a fair opportunity to present his defense," end quote. The court also cited Gideon v. Wainwright, which held that an indigent defendant was guaranteed to counsel. In summary, Ake v. Oklahoma, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1985, held that the state was required to provide an indigent defendant with free psychiatric assistance in preparing an insanity defense, if sanity was an issue at the time of the offense.